This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And this is the woman who finally brought down James Whitey Bulger.
My name is Anna Björnstóttir. I come from Reykjavik, Iceland. I want to thank you all for a wonderful welcome you've given me here in the Philippines. Mabuhay ang Filipino.
Miss Iceland 1974 represented her country at the Miss Universe pageant in Manila that year. She got the equivalent of the Miss Congeniality Award.
Skip ahead almost four decades, and Anna Björnsdóttir is a yoga instructor, splitting her time between Iceland and California. She's back in her home country when she sees a news report about the FBI's latest efforts to bring in Boston's most infamous mobster and his companion who were on the lam. The faces of Whitey Bulger and Catherine Gregg flash across the screen, and to her, they look familiar.
The couple had been Björnstóttir's neighbors in Santa Monica. The rest is now history. But it wasn't until the Boston Globe published Björnstóttir's name yesterday that the public learned who tipped off the feds and collected the $2.1 million reward.
And considering Bulger's alleged history of murdering people who might rat him out, the Globe is now under some scrutiny for publicizing Björnstóttir's name. Scott Allen is the editor of the Globe's Metro Department investigative unit. In defending his paper's decision, Allen says that Bulger's reach isn't as long as it once was.
That was another era, another time. Pretty much every single henchman and associate he's had has turned on him in every respect. He's a truly isolated person, and if you talk to people who've been involved in Bulger task force and prosecution of Bulger, they will say he just doesn't have a friend in the world anymore. And so he's an elderly man locked up with nobody outside of prison who's rooting for him. So we worked through this extensively, and at no point did the U.S. Attorney's Office, the FBI's office, or, you know, Anna and her family ever raise the concern that this was going to put them in danger.
Scott, who exactly is this woman?
Well, Anna Björnsdóttir is a former actress who had made a name for herself in Hollywood in the 1970s. She was one of the Noxzema girls from the TV commercial that a lot of people of a certain age remember, Take It Off, Take It All Off. She's the flirty blonde who says all of that. And she lived across the street from Whitey Bulger and his girlfriend Catherine Gregg. And she saw Catherine Gregg out feeding a cat many, many, many mornings a few years ago, and she herself was a major cat lover, and she thought it was so kind to see this woman feeding a cat by the side of the road in Santa Monica, California, that she struck up a friendship with her, and they became friends over a stray cat.
And how did you at the Globe find out her identity?
Well, very early on when Whitey was arrested in June, there was a report that the tip had come in from Iceland, and the FBI was very closed-mouthed because of confidentiality concerns, but they didn't refute that the tip had come in from Iceland. So our reporters worked the neighborhood where Whitey and Catherine had lived for 13 years at least and talked to as many people as we could who knew them and said, did they know anybody from Iceland? And guess what? There was one person, just one, and it was Anna Björnsdóttir, and we worked backwards from there.
Were you able to confirm with her that she indeed was the informant?
Only in the indirect sense. We reached out to Anna and her husband on numerous occasions through email and also in-person contact because we wanted to give them an opportunity to speak to it. The only answer we got came from her husband, and he said that she values her privacy and we will not be talking to the media. They knew a long time ago that we were going to publicize it, and they did not take any steps to block us or say that we were wrong.
Now, you did face some criticism from former U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan, who was quoted in the Boston Herald, regarding one thing in particular, where he said that by naming informants in the paper, quote, there's a huge risk to the tipster program, generally, to be able to cultivate informants of if their identity is at risk. And he said that this may have a chilling effect for people in the future who might want to volunteer information to federal authorities.
Well, we really looked at what was at stake here for the public, and it was not simply, a titillating detail that we could put out into the public eye. The fact is the FBI's credibility was really quite tattered in the Whitey Bulger case because Whitey Bulger himself was an FBI informant, and he was tipped off by the FBI so he could escape in the first place. So when he was arrested and there were questions raised about, well, where did the tip come from? And the word was it came from Iceland, there was widespread speculation that the FBI made this up, that there really wasn't a tipster at all. And I would also point out that the Boston Herald engaged in that speculation more than anybody. They ran multiple stories where they said, gee, maybe there is no tipster, maybe it's made up. And, in fact, there was a tipster. Now, we knew who it was, and we had other options. We could have not identified this person specifically, okay? But let's just say that we tried to prove to the public that she exists without using her name. Well, that immediately raises questions. Secondly, if we say, gee, we can't tell you her name, but she lives in Iceland, and she's a former Miss Iceland, and she runs a yoga studio, if we give any of the personal details that would lend credence to the idea that she's real, all we're doing is making it so somebody else would find out who it was.
Scott Allen is the editor of the Metro Department investigative team at the Boston Globe. Thank you so much for joining us today, Scott.
My pleasure.
There's a link to the Globe's detailed investigation of Whitey Bulger's life on the lam and clips of Anna Bjornsdottir's acting work, all at radioboston.org.